Good morning. Okay, so I have like the easiest question to ask to start us off. It's the question that we get when we meet someone for the first time. What is your name, right? And it's an easy question. We can all answer it. So on three, I thought we could all share our name. You can whisper it. You can yell it. So what is your name? One, two, three.
Colleen!
I'm the only one. Okay. Well, that was the easy question. So here comes the harder question. Has anyone ever asked you what your name means? Does anyone know what their name means? Yeah? Aubrey? What's it mean? Ruler of the little people. Oh my gosh, so you rule over some of the kids and me and some of the other shorter people in this world. That's pretty cool. Or maybe the elves? Okay, I like that. So my name, Colleen, it means girl in Ireland. So it's not super exciting, because you could probably already tell that I'm a girl. But growing up, my sister Sarah used to tell me her name meant princess. I don't know if that's true. Sarah Waits, do you know if Sarah means princess? Oh, it does. I always thought she made that up. But apparently she was right. Trey. Yeah? Oh, so Amir means prince in Lebanon. So yeah, and Trey, I'm going to guess, are you the third? The third person with that name. So that's how you get the name, the nickname Trey. Or my dad is a junior. And like, so a lot of names or nicknames come with meanings. And in the Bible, we're told that a lot of people's names have different meanings. So we're told that John or Joanna means God's gracious gift. And Daniel or Danielle or Daniela means God is my judge. Michael means one who is like God. And the name Michael is the name of one of the angels in the Bible. And it's not that angel, but another angel appears to Joseph today in our scripture story. And he tells Joseph that Joseph and Mary are going to have a baby. And even though some of the circumstances are a little unexpected, that it's going to be okay. That they can trust God and that they are going to name this baby Jesus. And so when your parents found out that they were going to have you, they probably spent a lot of time thinking about what they wanted to name you. Maybe they looked in books to look at all sorts of names and what those names meant. Maybe they thought about people they loved and if they wanted to honor them, other family members or close friends, by naming you after them. And so names have a lot of meanings. And we're told by the angel that Jesus means God saves. And we're also told that Emmanuel, another name for Jesus, means God is with us. And so we want to remember that Jesus' name has many meanings, but that name is powerful, and we want to hold on to what it means, that God is with us and God saves. So can we put our hands together? And can you all repeat after me as we pray? Heavenly God, help us to remember that Jesus is God with us. Amen.